Yes, and welcome back to the channel. Super excited you're here. And in this video, we're going to talk all about how to become the man your future needs, why that's important, and more importantly, how to make that happen. I'm going to break it down into five components: the body, the mind, the emotion, the finances, and the spirit. So whoever you are and wherever you are on your journey, my aim for making this video, my focus is to give you value and to hopefully give you some wisdom from my experience of not knowing all the answers, but my journey thus far, and hopefully help you elevate and inspire you to become more the man that you were created to be. So with that said, let's jump into it. Number one, become physically fit. One of the best things you can do for your mental health is to get outside, get moving, take care of your body. So a lot of times our mental health is elevated by taking good care of our physical health. So I broke down the physical health into three components. Number one is training, lifting weights, right? Resistance training. Resistance training is such a game changer. One of the best habits you can get into for your physical, mental, even spiritual health is to start lifting weights. So strength training, lifting weights, starting with dumbbells, maybe machines or barbells or kettlebells even, 3 to 4 times a week for 30 to 45 minutes will completely transform your physique and your mindset when practiced consistently. A fit body will earn the respect of strangers, and more importantly, it actually is validation of your own self-love, discipline, and intentional patience in cultivating the physique that you want, a strong and resilient physical body. Number two, fuel your body. So our bodies are temples, right? And we should be consuming foods that are real foods, high in nutrients, high in protein. You know, food is life, food is energy. So the quality foods that we consume and focus on will give us better results. Now, with that said, have an 80-20 approach. Don't go all in or all out. Extreme approaches like keto or, you know, intermittent fasting or fad stuff like that. Not that those things are bad by any means. I actually enjoy keto. I enjoy intermittent fasting. But understanding that you don't have to just not have any cheat meals to be physically fit is very freeing. You can absolutely eat the foods that you enjoy, the sweets, you know, the kind of the junk foods from time to time, as long as it's not consistent. And the third element is rest. So the number one thing we want to avoid is burnout. And there's a beautiful rhythm to life, like, you know, night and day, the inhale, exhale, the breath. Our bodies need to be in touch with the circadian rhythm. So movement, sunlight, breath, fuel, resistance, strength training, but then rest. Prioritize rest, go to bed earlier, wake up earlier. Prioritize resting throughout the week intentionally, detaching, disconnecting, and giving your body enough space to rest. That way you can wake up and do it all over again and get after it. Putting those three things together will help you show up in the best way possible, not just for yourself, but for your family and for your future. Helps you show up with resilience, with vitality, with energy and strength. That way you can take the best you physically to all aspects of your life. Number two, become mentally fit. And I think the best way to describe mental fitness is probably by showing you what it's not. And for that example, I just go back to my college baseball days. I was playing baseball at Coastal Carolina, D1 level. But I was so unmentally fit that when failure happened or a sophomore slump would happen, I would be very discouraged. And I would, you know, complain. I'd ask, why me? Why is this happening? And those sorts of questions, putting myself in a victim mindset, thinking like, why is this happening to me? As opposed to it happening for me, asking the question, what is this teaching me? What is this journey, this part of my journey teaching me about myself, about God, about the world around me? And taking back control of my thoughts and of my actions and my attitude, knowing that life happens for me. So one of the best things you can get out of the habit of doing is BCD. No BCD, no blaming, no complaining, and no defending. If we're blaming others or blaming our situations, we're not living in a victor mindset. If we're complaining, that just breeds more complaints. So we all know people who complain about this and that, and typically those people aren't fun to be around because they're always complaining about something. Hey, how's it going? How's life? Ah, it's just always negative. That's not who we were made to be. So no blaming, no complaining, and certainly no defending. This one's tough, I'm not gonna lie, because it does take a big man to detach and separate yourself from your ego. I myself find myself doing it way too often by defending myself, trying to win an argument, or trying to defend my image, like save face, try to look and control people's perceptions of me. But the freedom comes from letting go of defending. You don't have nothing, you don't have anything to prove to anybody else except to yourself. So why it's important to become mentally fit is because it allows you the resilience and the confidence to approach any aspect of your life, whatever life throws your way, to approach that with confidence, knowing you will overcome, you have what it takes, you can do hard things, and you will make it through. At the end of the day, we grow through what we go through. So embracing resistance, embracing the suck, as some people say, embracing hard things is one of the best ways to become mentally fit. That's why cold plunging is super popular. Does it have benefits physically? Of course, but more so mentally. It helps you wake up and tackle the day. Like every time you do something that's hard or uncomfortable, you're telling your brain like, yes, I am going to do hard things and I will get it done because it needs to get done. And that just carries over to all aspects of your life. So become mentally fit by doing hard things consistently, remembering life is happening for you, not to you, and by focusing on what you can control and letting everything else go. Number three, become emotionally fit. Now, in the world of the David Goggins and these extreme approaches, kind of the rubber band snapback reaction to the toxic masculinity out there, I think we've gone too far in the extreme suppress your emotions, you know, be the freaking man type of mentality by far. I think we've gone too far in that direction. The goal to be emotionally fit is to recognize and allow your emotions to come to the surface, to become aware of them, number one, to accept them as they are, and then to take action in light of them. Our emotions aren't good or bad inherently. Like anger necessarily isn't a bad emotion, or you know, happiness necessarily isn't a great emotion. Maybe the pursuit of happiness is probably the best way to not be happy. I don't know. But what I do know is we shouldn't ever suppress our emotions. Our emotions are there to help guide us. Now, here's the kicker. It's important to note that our emotions, just like our thoughts, are not us. So when you have an emotion, it doesn't mean that you are that, but it's important to validate and accept it, but then take positive action in light of that. Being emotionally fit is so important because it helps us navigate relationships and our careers and our day-to-day in a state of empathy and understanding, holding on to the truth that, yes, emotions matter. They show us our triggers. They show us where we can pursue our passions more, but they shouldn't ever be the dictator of our actions all the time. Don't follow your emotions all the time. Follow the plan. Follow the plan, the game plan that you set up for yourself for success. And the last thing I'll leave you with is the idea of being real versus true. An emotion can feel real. It can be very real, but it doesn't always make it true. And for me, I have to always check myself with an emotion that comes up. If it's something that is not serving me, I ask myself that question. Is this emotion serving me, helping me step into my potential, or is it hurting me? Is it preventing me? And more importantly, this real emotion that I feel right now, is it true, right? Is this emotion of not feeling adequate enough to lead or not feeling enough as a man, as a husband and father, is that really true of me? And the standard, the baseline that I have to judge whether something's true, real versus true, is does this line up with who I am in God, who I am in Christ, who God made me to be, and more importantly, how God sees me? And if that emotion does not line up with the truth of who I am truly, then I can discard the emotion. I can say, I see that, I feel that, I love you, but that's not truth. That's not who I truly am. Hopefully that makes sense. Number four is becoming financially fit. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't talk much about finances or financials. I can't even say the word, finances, financials. I don't talk much about financial fitness because I just don't have the tools and the skills. I feel like there's a lot of other people, a lot of way more educated and way more qualified people out there, like Luke Belmar or who's the Christian, Dave Ramsey. There's people out there who have done finances and financial wisdom for their entire career. So this financial aspect is important because it provides us the freedom. It provides us the means to which we can increase in value as a person. Like, we are gathering value, insights, and wisdom to then share that wisdom and those resources and value with the world around us. So in my opinion, there's two aspects of financial fitness that you can focus on to become a more high value man in your world. And number one, it's about investing. Investing the resources you have into things that give you more of it. High ROI, return on investment, things, people, and actions that give you more value in return. And then number two is maximizing on your strengths. Not focused and worried about trying to improve your weaknesses, but maximizing and focusing on your God-given ability, your God-given talent and gifts fully. That way you can step more into your potential. I love the quote that says, "The master doesn't worry about what he lacks. He just sharpens the tools he already has." That's the truth. You have gifts, you have abilities, you have talents. Maybe it's communication. Maybe it's content. Maybe it's coaching. Maybe it's empathy. Maybe it's writing. Maybe it's fixing things with your hands, whatever that looks like for you. Double down on your strengths. Don't worry about improving your weaknesses. The world isn't changed by you spending more time improving your weaknesses for the most part. The world has changed when you double down courageously, fearlessly on your God-given strengths and become more and let that strength unfold and maximize its full potential. So invest the resources, the time, the energy you have now in things that give you high return on investment. That could look like reading books. It can look like listening to podcasts. It can look like calling up a friend or discovering or searching for a mentor to really like learn from, be a sponge to. It can look like getting plugged into a community. Live Elevated exists to provide in-person summits to give people an incubator or create space to level up in all things: body, mind, emotion, spirit, financials. So getting around people who have the fruit that you want to have in your life, getting around people who have done what you want to do, and being a sponge, being a lifelong learner in pursuit of wisdom and truth will help you be financially fit. And wrapping up here, the fifth component of becoming the man your future needs is to become spiritually fit. Now, as we progressed, as we've grown in this video, physical, mental, emotional, financial, and spiritual, we're all coming to the climax of what really everyone is looking for. If we can be spiritually fit and that alone, we are absolutely on another entire level. Because guess what? At the end of the day, the truth is we could lose our physical health. God forbid I go out in my car, I drive, I get in a car accident, and I lose my physical health or my physical capabilities. Does that make me less valuable or worthy? No. Does that make you less valuable or less worthy? Absolutely not. The end goal, the destination, the prize everyone is looking for is love, is oneness, is connection, is living a purposeful, meaningful life of fulfillment. So when I think of someone who's spiritually fit, I think of someone who is grounded, who is connected, who has the sense of peace and fullness of life that is very tangible. It's very recognizable, and it's something that we all want. It's something that when we see in others, we're like, I want whatever that dude has. I want whatever she has, he has. They are spiritually connected and fit, and they're growing in love, growing in wisdom, and that's why being spiritually fit is so important. So the two kind of focuses when it comes to spiritual fitness, and when I think of a spiritually fit person, I know that, number one, they know who they are. They know who they are, they know who they're not, and they have a very deep sense of confidence, and it's not confidence, but peace and calmness that they're not trying to be anything they're not. They're not trying to make everybody happy. They're not trying to prove themselves. They're just growing in their awareness of who they were made to be. They're growing in their awareness of who they truly are. So they know who they are. And number two is they are connected to their purpose, connected to God or the higher power, whatever you want to call God. They're connected to themselves. They're connected to others. So it's they know who they are and they're growing in connection. And at the end of the day, When you know who you truly are, and when you're growing in connection with yourself, with God, with others, you're growing in love and empathy and passion, compassion for all people, all things. You're looking at your life with the lens of love, with the lens of God, seeing all things as happening for you. You're seeing the good and the highest good in all things, and you're seeking to be helpful, seeking to be of value to other people. Because at the end of the day, why else are we here but to help each other and to become everything that we are? A couple things that I love to focus on when it comes to being spiritually fit and growing in that spiritual fitness is to regularly take time to sit in silence. I know it may come as a shocker, but I struggle with just shutting up sometimes, if I'm being honest. So sitting still with God, just being with God and receiving everything I need and who I am from God at the beginning of the day sets the tone for my day. So waking up, being still, breathing fully and receiving is such a great reminder that I don't have to do to be enough myself. I'm enough because God made me. I'm enough because Christ is in me. So stillness, silence. Prayer, of course, so talking with God, experiencing God. Prayer is the elevated awareness of God with us in each moment, right? Holy Spirit within is the reality, ultimate reality, as we come into alignment with God. So prayer helps us do that. Prayer is a conversation with God, and prayer is a lot less about changing God's mind as it is about changing ours. I love the quote where it goes like, God's a lot less interested in changing our circumstances than he is about changing our hearts, changing the way we see those circumstances. So keep that in mind as you pray. Another awesome spiritual practice is study. So reading the word. I love to read the gospels. John's my favorite gospel. I love reading books like Ephesians, Philippians. I love the Psalms. I love Proverbs, the pursuit of wisdom, truth, principles that we can apply to our lives. And at the end of the day, to be spiritually fit means connection, right? So staying connected to people who are walking with God, pursuing God, pursuing truth, and becoming more of the men and people that they were made to be, that's a great way to be spiritually fit as well. So all that to say, you can become spiritually fit by discovering your true identity, which, by the way, cannot be earned or achieved. Your true identity can only be discovered, and it can only be explored and realized, because it's already there whether you realize it or not. But we live with a self illusion or an illusion that makes it hard to discover that sometimes. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed the video. I hope it was valuable to you. My passion for this channel is to share my journey and be real. I don't have all the answers. I certainly have a lot more room to grow in different areas, but I just want to see you, myself, and everybody around me step more into their God-given potential, become fit for life physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, and spiritually. That's what it's all about. So if you like this video, smash that like button, hit the subscribe button, leave a comment, drop a comment with what resonated most to you. But as always, thank you for being here. I love you. Let's keep it coming together. We'll see you next time.